Jack and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Jack Jill Show, entertaining and real estate investment talk. I'm Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about land versus houses. Which one's better for you? I have so much to say about this topic, too.
I mean, there...
You were madly scribbling notes before the show.
I know. They're different.
So different, aren't they?
But... I love them, but they're both valuable. They're both great. I have positive things to say about both. They're not hard. It sounds like one's harder than the other. I swear there's two camps. I don't know if you've noticed. The house people think, oh, I couldn't get involved in the land. And the land people think, oh, I don't know about the houses.
Yeah.
But it's not that crazy.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Before we get into Jill's banter, let's take a question posted by one of our members. On the jackjill.com online community, it's free.
Okay. Luke says, was just noticing in my accounting software that the number of properties bought crossed over 1,000 since I started. It doesn't seem like that many, but I wholesaled a bunch off along the way, and I never even put in the accounting system too. Oh my gosh.
He means it's more than 1,000.
Exactly. The phone keeps ringing. 2,000 is coming right up.
There's a saying in Hollywood, and I wondered what it meant until I was successful in real estate. Fame sneaks up on you.
Oh.
And when people say that, what I think they're really saying is, you know, I've been doing this exactly what I do for 10 years now, but it seems like in the last year, ever since X, like I got on a TV show or something.
Yeah.
It's, you know, now it's like, wow, this all caught up with me.
Yeah.
In professional baseball, they call the big leagues the show.
Right.
And if you ask let's try to make it to the show. If you ask somebody in the minor leagues, they've been playing baseball the same way
Right. Their
whole life, and all of a sudden now there's a stadium of people watching.
Exactly.
I think that's really healthy.
I think that's cool. It's like, I like your celebrity run. I was thinking how it sneaks up on you. It's like, I never used to be able to get a table. Now I can get a table everywhere I go.
Here's a few things that you don't want to sneak up on you like that at all.
Oh, no.
You don't want to look at a calendar and say, oh, my God, I'm 75 years old. Where did that go?
Right. Or look in the mirror.
Or look in your drawer and say, oh, man, I should have changed all of my undergarments a decade ago.
Or I should have spent a little more time with that kid. Too late now. No.
Has that kid's hair always been that color?
Or my spouse.
Can you smell Junior?
Where is Junior?
Is he always smelled that way?
Did we have a third kid?
Well, okay. Topics for another show.
Yes.
Today's topic, though, land versus houses. This is the meat of the show. Which one do you prefer, Joe?
Oh, my gosh. I have pros and...
You can't answer it, can you?
I can't.
I can't either.
Gosh.
I can't either. They both have huge benefits, which I scribbled down on
totally.
Earlier before we started this mess.
Right.
You go first.
Okay. Well, here's my, I'll tell you my land list, and then I'll tell you my house list.
Excellent.
Okay. My land list. I put easy. I don't have to do anything with them. There's nothing that they need. I don't need an inspection. Talk about easy. I don't have to babysit them. If there's a fire on them, fantastic. I just burn the brush off if there was any. You know what I mean? Kind of thing.
We're going to get some calls on that.
I know. Sorry. I don't mean it like that. But
wildfire and real estate are not good.
Exactly.
I'm going on the record and saying that.
Sorry. All right. Well, I was just, anyway. But it's easy.
Can you guys stop promoting... burning your own land down.
Okay,
thank
got
you.
It. All right. Few details. You know, it's like, does it have... I don't need to know that much. Does it have access? Is there an attribute? You know, the size, that kind of thing. I'm not getting into what condition is the pool in and the roof and the... You know, is there asbestos kind of thing? I don't have to think about those details on land. Easy close. You know, it's usually... A lot of the properties, we're doing them ourselves. I mean, literally just making our own deeds, collecting the money, sending them out, getting them recording, done. And incredibly profitable. Even, I mean, you can do the same, you can make $100,000 on a land deal like you can make $100,000 on a house deal. So that's not crazy.
So I'm going to paraphrase Jill because mine are basically the same, but I have a few to add or subtract. Land, from a physical asset standpoint, I think what Jill's saying is the real estate asset part of this piece, physical plant, let's call it, is way, way, way easier with land. And that's pretty obvious. You're just buying a piece of dirt somewhere. You're not going to improve it or nothing really is going to happen to it. You're just really hoping to buy it for cheaper than you're going to resell it. But here's the downside. The market for land, the resale market, is microscopic. It's microscopic. I said it twice for a reason. Compared to the house buying crowd. There is an element of, I'm going to buy this piece of land and let's just see what happens here.
Right.
To land that you do not have with houses. You know exactly what's going to happen with the house, removing all the risk, in my opinion. So in exchange for removing risk, you remove some profitability. And I can say all this because I'm not the one in my organization buying and selling.
Nice. Nice.
All right. So what do you like about houses then?
Okay. Houses. I put down fast. Talk about fast transactions.
Yeah.
I mean, the minute it's what the way these house transaction deals go is I'm holding off on contacting the buyers until the contract is done and the house is in escrow, because I need to have that detail before I'm comfortable sharing the details. So I'm sitting there with a handful of buyers ready to go and I can't give them all the information yet. So it's that fast.
Every house deal I've ever done, everybody involved is like they're breaking down the barricade at the Who concert. They can't get it sold fast enough, purchased fast enough, all of it.
Yep.
I've never done a deal like that in land.
Exactly.
And here's why. Because we buy so cheap.
Right. It's a no-brainer.
And we find the right sellers. The sellers want the money really bad. The buyers want to get in there and clean it all up and rent it out.
Right. Everybody wants
we're doing
it to be
it
fast.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. We're fortunate to have the people that actually do our house deals. They have the same attitude.
Right.
They push us.
Exactly.
And that's really good.
Yep. Now, I did say, too, the second thing I put down with houses are there are more details. But it's not a problem. For me, anyway, because I'm not dealing with them. Just kidding.
Here's a killer with. Here's why everybody. Some people buy a house and sell it or rent it or renovate it and then never do it again. Here's why, in my opinion. Real estate agents suck. They wreck everything.
Oh man.
They're all up in your grill about everything, and all the advice they're giving is wrong. Lenders suck. Mm-hmm. They're just there to make the fees, and that's it. They don't care if you get a good loan or a bad loan or how fast it's coming. They just want money.
Right.
Like a used car dealer, it's that bad. Jill and I remove both of those. We never use any real estate agents. In fact, if there's a real estate agent involved, we just walk away.
Right.
A lot of times we send letters out and the seller calls back and says, you know, that's fantastic. I'd love to sell it. I'm going to have my agent call you. Mm-hmm. So they thanks you. See you.
Bye. Yeah, exactly.
And lenders, it's awful. If you have a good escrow agent, keep that person forever. They will make or break your real estate career.
Yep.
They need to have some experience. Anyway, Jill, go ahead.
So my third thing under houses is, boy, are they an easier close. And the reason why is, I'm not doing them myself. I mean, every time we're bringing in and doing it the right way, and we've negotiated great prices with the right people, so they are fast closes. They know how we work. So those I like that part with houses. I like better than land. Do you don't agree?
No, I absolutely agree.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely agree.
Okay.
Here's a few examples of the houses that we've got in the last 48 hours. Purchase price $359. We are selling it to the investor, the renovator for $400. It's worth about $450 to $480 in the present condition.
Okay.
So we're going to clear $40,000. That's our whole goal. The other ones are very, very similar. Knock it down to $180,000 price and mark it up $40,000 and on and on and on. So everybody's clamoring to get those deals done.
Mm-hmm.
That's a perfect example. Is there any chance on a deal like that you're going to hit a home run? Nope. We know exactly what's going to happen down to the cent before we get into it. With land, a couple days ago, somebody's hitting a home run. We had one of the questions.
Yeah.
Bought it for $6,000 in Austin. You're going to sell it for a couple hundred thousand. That's a home run.
It's true. You're right.
So you have no chance of hitting a home run with houses, in my opinion.
There's a trade-off.
Right.
But we can have consistent. It's consistent and it's fast.
So which one would you rather have? Consistency or fireworks.
I get high on buying undervalued assets. I know you do too.
I get high on consistency. Maybe it's my age.
Maybe it is.
Because I'll tell you, if I bought a $6,000 property in Austin, like the caller, not the caller, the question asker 2 or 3 days ago, I would have sold it for $12,000
and moved on.
Yep.
Yeah, you're right. That's true. That's your thing. And I'm like, yeah, I guess I do both. But I like those home runs. I guess I like hearing about them.
We have an investor who tells a story that he's been with us for about 6 or 8 months. Yeah. And they're now buying houses with us as investors. And he knocked it out of the park with 2 land deals.
Yep.
I mean, he made $250,000 in about 6 months.
You know what? Because I understand and I get that. You're right, Jack. Because, you know, then that we don't have inventory sitting around. Could we have sold it for more? Heck yeah. But we didn't want to hang out. Double your money, move on. That's your thing, and it's always been that, and I appreciate it on the land stuff.
The great thing about land is that there's a lot of good things about land, but one of them is at the cheapest entry point on the planet. So we literally have properties listed on our website on LandPen.
Yeah.
It's our group's website. Everybody in Land Academy has access to it for $500. Mm-hmm. So you could pack, it would be very simple to buy property from us right on the internet. For five, and I'm not plugging our stuff.
People have done that.
And then sell it for $1,500 on Craigslist in their own market.
Exactly.
So, you know, anybody can do that. Anyone.
Right.
And you're buying for cash and you're selling for cash.
Exactly.
So it takes all the malarkey out of it.
Yep. Brilliant.
I'm trying to think if there, what's, there's, I mean, land. It's just so hard to lose with land.
Well, I don't so even where, think
how
the
could
houses
you lose
too.
With land?
Well, you know what else too? I'm going to back up and say one thing about the houses. This is not every market, because and one of the things I think why we're successful is you eat with land and houses. More so the houses right now, that's our focus. You really strategically get in there and you're looking at, I mean, you set me up so there is no way to fail. When you're hitting these markets where the average days on market are under 30 days and we're buying them at 40% or whatever under the retail, you can't go wrong.
Here's what I do. I take all the zip code in an all the zip codes in an MSA.
What's an MSA?
It's a metro statistical area defined by the census.
Thank you.
So let's say there's 50 zip codes. I don't know. Let's just say there's 10. There's usually a lot more than that. And I run an analysis for several things. Number one, days on market in zip code X. How many days on market? Some days on market are 30, 40, 50. Some of the more wealthy areas, there are 200 days on market, almost a year. Do you want to invest in that?
Right.
Do you want to spend money and market up $40,000 and wait a year? Or do you want to wait 30 days? Pretty right. simple stuff.
Exactly.
Then I look at how many properties are listed on the MLS right now. That's the existing inventory. How many properties were sold last month and how many new listings came up of that month, and that all that needs to be less than 1.0. More properties need to have sold than got listed. That means the market's moving fast to me anyway. And then finally, what's on inventory? As a percentage of what's the inventory that's listed, so it has to be less than like half of 1%. So there's 10,000 SFRs in a market. The number of properties that are for sale on the MLS have to be less than one, like less than half of 1%.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm getting serious about that zip code.
Right.
That doesn't mean I'm going to run out and send it.
Right.
Now I'm going to get serious. Then to price that, I've identified that now as a zip code in an MSA that I think looks attractive. Then the first thing I look at is the average price, sale price. If it's around 200, 250, that makes me really happy.
Mm-hmm.
2 working people in regular jobs can afford a $250,000 house pretty easily.
Right.
Should I keep going?
You know what I was just going to say? I mean, are we going to cover this? You know what you're doing right now? You are just right now describing House Academy. I think it's awesome.
I know.
I'm sitting here going, if I were a listener right now, I would be frantically writing this down.
Oh, really?
Yes, I would. I would have pulled over at this moment.
Sense.
Well, you know, you think that, Jack, because it comes easy to you. If I were brand new right
There's
now, Jack, and I
steps.
Found you, seriously, I would have pulled over and I would be writing this down.
I mean, so then you got to price the asset, which requires going down into the census tract, because a lot of stuff can mess with those statistics, and so you want to smoke that out before you spend the money on the mail.
It's true.
Or the staff that are going to answer the phone and all that. That's what I like to do. I don't want to talk to any sellers.
It's true. See, this is why you're good at this. It's awesome.
This is why you're good at it. So I don't have to talk to the seller. They just call you.
Thank you.
Wow, where are we?
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted another 15 minutes that you can't get back listening to the Jack Jill Show.
It's so much nicer when you say it.
Thank you. Join us tomorrow where we discuss how we are...
teaching our trade.
That's right.
How to teach your trade.
Yep.
Hey, Jill and I do it all the time. It's way harder than it sounds.
This is very true.
You have to get organized and stuff.
You do. And we ask your question, should you have one, post it on the jackjill.com online community. Go there and find it. It's free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. I went off nuts.
That's good. You did. You were just going down. Well, you're where you're at right now. This is because this is what you're working on right now.
So at the end of the day.
Tell me.
Would you rather, if you had 10 grand, let's say $100,000, would you buy a house or buy land?
Land.
Wow, that was fast.
Yeah. It's just...
I would too.
I love the house stuff and how fast it all happens, but at the end of the day, I love the easiness.
Yeah.
You know?
I would too.
And I really think...
Especially infill lots.
And they're both successful. People worry that, you know, you're going to be stuck with this land, but I'm not. You buy it, right? It's not an issue. It's so easy, you know?
Yeah.
And the houses, we buy them, right? The market's moving. It's a no-brainer. You know, it's two phone calls, if that, and it's sold.
Right.
So, there you go. Hey, share the fun by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you're listening. And while you're at it, rate us there.
We are Jack and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.